working, like, and it's got batteries and everything. All right, so there's something about that. I'll have to figure what that's about. Anyway, we're recording again. Message. Yes, ma'am. Say your first name, please.
Rebecca.
Don't be afraid to speak up. My recorder recorded Helen just fine. I deleted sessions, so there's plenty of space. I recently put in new batteries. I'm pretty sure the day before yesterday. Literally, when your session began, the whole thing shut off. And I'm like, okay, Spirit, you're trying to tell us something. So when I tune into you, it's time to have a voice. It's time to speak up. It's time. When I say assertive is not pushing someone down to the ground. It's speaking what the divine source is recommending for all to hear. So this, I saw that deep breath of yours. So this isn't about you being, you still think speaking up is being pushy. It's being not nice. I don't want to be mean. What you're doing is, it's really a feather in your cap. What you're doing is bringing God's voice, God's word to all of humanity. Because how are ones going to know unless ones that can hear are willing to assert their holy intrusion, meaning that higher awareness is intruding your lower mind and bringing you gifts. The gifts are not for you. The gifts are for sharing. The gifts are for sharing. So you're coming after Helen's message because she's learning to share. She's learning to combine efforts and bring everyone up into higher occurrence. You're gifted with higher orchestration. You channel, whether you channel it formally or not, no one cares. You channel higher knowledge. So not everybody can. Not everyone can. You're a steward of love. In order for it to circulate, you have to be willing to present. This is not about favoritism. This is not a popularity contest. This is not, I want someone to like me. You're still caught up in how you're perceived. I played that game. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I think I finished a few weeks ago. I mean, really, it's like, you know, name that tune. The whole world. Well, everyone's got one finger of a different color. I got to do that too because some celebrity changed their way of nail polish. So we all, this is like the ego. The ego. How do I look? How do I look? How do I look? So this is about you getting off that gerbil wheel. It's a must. You have a very high calling. You have a destiny. In order to fit into those boots, you have to assert your own individuality. The way, I'm sure I've told you this, but I'll tell you again. The way I do it is I do not serve the person in front of me. I'm not serving you. I'm not serving anybody in this group. I'm not serving anybody's ego. If you don't like me, if you shut the computer down, so be it. Because my job is to serve someone's higher self. My job is to serve God, Jesus, whatever your word for it. If I'm serving Jesus, if I'm serving someone's higher self, Spirit will make sure that I have the income that I potentially lost if someone shuts down on me because, you know, they were projecting their whatever on me. Because I have to grow in Spirit. So Spirit is warning. They're going to let you have those moments. They're going to have you let, when you speak truth and you get shut down. Because you're going to have the cause of effect of, see, I spoke truth and I just lost income. Because you have to walk in faith. You have to, it's part of your initiation. You don't want to do it. I promise you, you don't want to do it. When I tune into you, you want to be light. Part of it's income and part of it is you just want to be light. God bless you. You have soldier shoes. And you can dress them up. You can put peace signs on them, put whatever you want, but you need marching shoes. You need like a soldier of light. And you make it what you want. You can be a witch with a broomstick that lights up at night. So use whatever vision on visual serves you, but you need a standing visual. You need something where in that heat of the moment, you're serving God, light, someone's higher self. no matter what. Because you're not going to step into your numbers. You're not going to step into your divine appointment, and you do have one, until your boomerang vision. In other words, you are strong and steady consistently. And it doesn't change depending on who the audience is. They want me to tell you this, so I shall. I used to get freaked out. I do fine in groups. And then I remember there was someone locally who not put on a pedestal, but I was just starting out, and I knew they were very well known locally. I was super aware they were in my group. I would love to pretend I wasn't, but I was. And they were sent there to push my buttons to see if I could hold my place. And if I couldn't, so be it, because I had to treat them as an equal. And I had to get over that. You have no idea how often I was hit. The spirit would send me celebrities. People would fly in down to Florida and had to come visit me. And it was one celebrity name after another. And it was always someone I knew, not some obscure person I never heard of, because I had to get over it. I really had to get over it. And it's like, I don't care if you're a billionaire, I'm serving your higher self. And I had to see everybody as equal. You're coming up the ranks and you're trying to avoid that lesson. It's gonna follow you wherever you go, my love. So you asked for this. You are ready. The reason it's coming on so strong is you are ready. You are ready. But pick a couple of celebrities or pick a couple of spiritual gurus that you just think like they've nailed it, and have a tea party in your mind. So if it's you, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary. If it's you, Barbara Streisand, Celine Dion, whichever way you want to do it. Do it both ways. Make everyone equal. Make everyone equal. All right, that's your message.
I woke up today and I was like, go see Nicole, go see Nicole, go see Nicole.
Yeah.
So my question, can I have a question to match
this? Of course.
You nailed it. So I literally did a Facebook Live yesterday. I felt this morning another one coming on. It was a light meditation. It's about sovereignty. Mm-hmm. So here's my question.
Okay.
Everything you said is so perfectly true, and I know it's true. So coming back to the money thing, I hired a business coach, okay? Mm-hmm. And you did say, and I wrote this down, ouch. You said the divine masculine we need for liftoff power and full engagement. And for me, with a history of ADD, so to speak, I am trying to put into some form something to sell. So I'm working on a package that is around inner sovereignty, which has been coming to me for years, that term, and then the divine feminine, which has been revealing itself to me as what people really need. They really do, and they understand it. So I'm creating something that is a mixture of those. It's like four pillars of like divine feminine, you know. And sometimes it feels in alignment, but then I feel like something's off. Maybe all that's off is that ego piece. I don't know. Like sometimes I feel like I feel the best when I do those downloads and when I just go and be myself, right? But then as soon as I have to come online with the masculine and figure out how to present it in a way so that people can understand it, that's where it's hard for me, and yet I need that so much. So I guess my question is, you know, kind of, am I on the right track with that? It seems like a very good grounding thing. And also, you just said something, you said, it's not for you, it's for them. And so, but I still have to be me. And I only have one client left, and she is in Hollywood. She is a huge influencer. She tells me to people about me. She's already referred me to other influencers, but I'm down to just her now. And one of the things, she's very wise, and she's a writer, and she's creative, and she said, you have given me radiant power. That was the word she used. And I'm using that a lot. She goes, because I would go out and be on the screen and I would get awards and I felt like all insecure on the inside. And you helped me. She goes, I call you my divine feminine coach. That word you use, sovereignty, now I understand why you use it. She's been with me for 2 years. She's my only client anymore. And she said, radiant power. So I'm like putting all that together and it seems to fit. And so I just kind of want to know if I'm on the right track with that in terms of grounding it, because that's my hardest piece. And I'll tell you, last point, when my business coach tries to, like, for example, she taught me these ways of writing on Facebook right now, because that's kind of where I'm building people, right? Because I'm open to the public. And as soon as I started applying her way of doing it, I kind of lost the desire to write. Now, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I don't want to assume it's just because of what she told me, but I'm trying to find that middle ground between what people need, right? They can only read so much at a time. And my emails, they have actually, there's a lower open rate in my emails since I started doing what she said. Before, I used to download these big chunks of information, but who knows if they were actually reading it. So anyway, that's where I am today, and I would just love to hear about how can I, you know, am I on the right track with this program? I mean, sovereignty in divine feminine, when I did this live yesterday, the women on there were saying, I want to hear more about sovereignty. I do want to hear more about divine feminine. They're giving me the feedback. So then I just have to get my ego out of the way, I guess, and just keep downloading it and trusting it and then putting one foot in front of the other. That's my guess. I'm just curious what,
okay,
if I'm on the right track.
All right, sweetheart. Say your first name.
Rebecca.
And say it one more time.
Rebecca. Excuse me.
I'm going to say it this way. Paul McCartney channels music. So he would sit with good old John Lennon and go into a room and, I don't know, 2.5 minutes later, would have yet another hit song. They weren't sitting there reading a business plan and what's the best way to write a song. They didn't go to songwriting class. They channeled what Source wanted to deliver to humanity. And they channeled it very, very well. And so they were very successful. You have opportunity to be in like manner. So here's my feedback, and I wouldn't even have to be psychic to tell you this. I could just be a girlfriend. Because what you said is, when I channel from Source and I stop forgetting about myself, when I get out of myself, when I forget about business plans, the best way to write, the best way to be successful in Facebook, and I simply serve the people with love, I allow myself to be a conduit for love's expression. People read my emails, people love my Facebook lives, everything's fine. So if you're concerned about it being a lengthy content, when I do my daily messages every day, I may get 3 paragraphs of content and I'll make 3 sentences out of those 3 paragraphs, the daily message. Because you're correct, if I give something really lengthy, it's like, you know, fast food, instant. People don't have the patience to sit there and move through it. So that would be my recommendation as far as if you don't, like on your newsletter, if you don't want it to be lengthy, just pull out what you think's the best part of it, the most relevant part. But I assure you, as a friend, as a psychic channeler, that you're not creating a business. You're really not. You're serving the divine awakening, and the joke's on you. You serve it mightily. You serve it very well. What you're learning to do is get out of your way and trust it. When you just allow spirit to flow through you, I'm going to do final income as far as final result as far as your income. Say your name again.
Yeah, because that is really
I know, and you're operating out of fear, and it's working backwards for you. Say your name again, please.
Well, no, I mean, I'm really not. I'm mostly not, but you're right. It's still there. So say my name. And I also want to make sure the four pillars that I'm working on, is that a good program? Because it will, it quote, both help people and help me to have be supported by spirit, the four pillars that...
Okay, so let me answer my question, and then I'm going to answer your question. Say your name for me, please.
Rebecca.
Thank you. My question is, if she simply follows divine source that's flowing through her quite beautifully, will she be financially successful and independent? Universal love, absolutely. 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 You cannot serve without being served. When you allow the blessings to flow through you, you will be blessed. You need the business coach, whatever that person is, because you think you need them. You really don't need them, but you think you do. So it's someone to be the expert until you realize that you really have it going on. You know more than the business coach in terms of what you're bringing forth for humanity. But because you're not convinced of that, it just may put you in a tizzy to let go of it, because it's like, I need someone to tell me what to do. You really don't, but you still think you do. That's the first thing I want to say to you, and I guarantee it, they're showing me psychically destiny card. You have a destiny. You're superb. All right, as far as the four pillars, say your name again, please.
Rebecca.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of calling it Sovereignty Codes, the four pillars of, you know, either embodying your divine feminine self or...
Yes, it's good. It's good. It's fine. Material harvest. You want to remember, I'll leave you with this, everything's frequency. So it's really the frequency. When you're rocking it, because you're in the alignment of divine feminine, whatever you're doing, you're acing it. And that's why people find it attractive. That's why they're opening your emails. That's why they love what's on your Facebook Live, because people need it. That's why you're here in this lifetime bringing it.
And what was that card called?
Material Harvest.
Okay, yeah. So basically, I'll just end with this. I feel like as long as I, like, for example, I could call it Inner Sovereignty Program or Sovereignty Codes. And if I tune in energetically, I feel Sovereignty Codes. So then you just do that, right? So as I'm creating the program, because people have to read it before they're gonna, you know, there does have to be some form. As I bring the words, just feel what's the highest frequency to me. And then roll. That's what you were saying about frequency, I think, is what you meant, right?
Yes, because you're teaching what you're learning yourself. So as you learn, it's like you're ingesting it, and then you're serving the spiritual mana to them.
Okay.
I hope that helps, honey.
It helps so much. Thank
awesome.
You.
You're so welcome. You're amazing.
So glad to be here.
Oh, I'm okay. So glad. Hello, Mr. Tom. Hi, Tom. Here we go.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
Just a message.
Okay. It's almost like everyone's message today is trust yourself. I just promise you, it's just down the line. All right, one moment, sweetheart. And say your first name.
Tom.
And say it one more time.
Tom.
Trust your star. I knew your answer was trust yourself. Trust your stargazing. And what I mean by that is you're receiving divine influence. So you're receiving ideas. It may be to write a song. It may be to start a Facebook page. It may be to channel a beloved. I don't know what it is, but your job is to follow those ideas. Your job is to host, like be the host body for that creative influence, for that creative impulse that wants to come into this realm. So I just feel like you're receiving these like holiday gifts that are waiting for full bloom, that are waiting for recognition. So we kind of get these dream sequences. In other words, we get these inspirations, we get these ideas, and then we kind of put them on the shelf. Like, that would be a great idea for somebody that was in position to do that, or in another lifetime, that'd be super duper. So we want to remember, if we're getting the idea, it's because of our readiness. It may be that we have to prune ourselves a little bit. In other words, purify or devote some time to bring it forth to conclusion. But you want to remember to trust that which is arriving. Trust that which is all-knowing. In other words, what's coming to your awareness, what's coming to your consciousness is coming for your ears, is coming for your consideration. For your consideration, you have the ability to bring it to full manifestation. So I get that message very, very, very strong for you. I also feel like you can see true colors. I'm looking at like this beautiful, beautiful sunset, but it's not like a typical sunset. They're like hues of purple and just like all these gorgeous colors. So what they're saying to me is that you see things in extreme purity. You think that everyone sees what you see. They don't. You're holding a higher awareness. You're holding liftoff consent. You have a lot of incarnations with beautiful creativity energy in it, and it's very, very developed. So when a poet writes something, you know, like they see an apple by the road, and I don't know what they see or think or whatever, but they just get inspired. And then they think, oh, anybody can do that. Well, no, everyone can't do that. This is the reason you're coming after Rebecca. So the more that you understand your particular gifting, the more that you seize the opportunity to advance your own admission, advance your own spokesmanship, advance your own but really recognize that you're here with awarenesses and gifting that, you know, because we only have our consciousness, we experience life, and we just assume everyone experiences life the way we do. They really, 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 really don't. I was, without getting too long-winded, I experienced something once in a grocery store where I was watching someone, and I just didn't understand why they weren't following through to do something that would be in someone's best and highest good. I didn't understand, to the point where I spoke up, and because I cared about the person that was not being cared about. Well, the woman looked at me, and I came to understand she wasn't trying to be mean. It just really didn't dawn on her what dawned on me, like, how could you not see it? She didn't have the awakened heart. I did, so she really didn't see. P.S. to the story, and I have to share. The woman that I was speaking with, I finally looked at her name tag. Turned out she had a name tag under her hair. She was actually the customer service manager. So it was actually her job to care about the needs of the people that she was the manager of what apparently it didn't dawn on her. So this is the point. This is the point, to take yourself in higher value, to take yourself, I'll never forget that moment, to take yourself in really have greater value, have great, great, great appreciation for self. You weren't Shakespeare, but you were somebody that had great spiritual awareness, and you had the ability to, when I say song or whatever, there's some amazing creative influence that you carry. You were able to bring it forth in a way that really served the populace. I feel like in this particular lifetime, that they really went through a hard time. So this would be like in Ireland when people were just eating potatoes for the winter or whatever. People were really struggling. And you brought forth some kind of not limerick, but some kind of song. So remember, like, songs touch the heart. It's sort of like when you activate that will, when you activate the power of love, people can get through the most extraordinary circumstances. It's really about the will. So what you brought forth carried the spirit of many, many men. I don't know if it was battle time, I don't know if it was famine, but people were going through a hard time. And you had the sensitivity, in other words, just like Rebecca, you could hear higher advancement, higher awareness. You also had the creativity to be able to touch many, many, many. To be honest, there was someone that was like trying to feed the poor, you know, so it was sort of like, you know, here's 10 cents or you know, here's like a small amount, which was helpful because then they could eat for a day. But, you know, like that whole saying, teach someone, give someone a fish, they can eat for the day, teach them to fish. So what you did was more purposeful than the person actually handing out whatever they were handing it out, because that was material that would come and go. What you were doing was fanning the flames of human existence. You were igniting the soul. And because the soul was stirred, there was this energy where people like ignited with their higher heart, and then they joined energetically and they banded together. So it's a little bit like we the people. The people have the power, but until we realize we have the power, we're still going to be stumbling in the dark as if we don't. So you were like this courier of faith that really welcomed into a new tomorrow, carried them through a period of injustice where they were then able to rectify the situation. You're like a great nobility in the spiritual realm in terms of your presence. So you were placed there in that particular period with the spiritual mission of gathering the nuts. In other words, bringing forth whatever. I don't know if it was a poem or an address in the town square. I don't know what you did, but you did something that really spoke to the heart. And they're saying, and here you are again. And here you are again. And say your name again, please.
Tom.
Trust your intuition. Trust what stirs, what's stirring your heart. Trust what dawns upon you. Yep, that is my message to you. And your question?
Don't really have any questions.
Okay, let me just do a final outcome then. Say your name again, please.
Tom.
Trust yourself. Trust what's stirring. You know, we're all given divine ideas and we just think, oh, someone else will do it. Someone else will do it. There's a reason it's coming to us. Power. Allow yourself to step into your power. Acknowledge your power. Acknowledge your spiritual strength. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a awesome. Very good message.
All right. So awesome. Nice to say hi, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Miss Beth.
Hey, Nicole. Message, please.
Okay. Release anything that doesn't serve you. I literally see like as if you were just like running the faucet and allowing things to go down the drain. So in other words, we go through quite a journey. We go through quite a symphony, and there are lessons to be learned along the way. You don't need to tag along. You don't need to stay stuck on it. It's sort of like learn the lesson and move on. So less insecurity, less concern, and more plausibility. In other words, keep moving to the light, keep moving to the good stuff, keep moving. Like you're still doing it. So when I'm talking to you, I see you going forward and you're still looking over the shoulder. You don't need to look over the shoulder. You don't understand that you're already pulling an A. My son, he apparently is doing really well in a class where he missed a class period. And his teacher was like, this is literally what she said. He can miss the rest of the semester and he's still going to have an A. That, my love, is how spirit feels about you. So you don't need to be so concerned about all the different nuances. It's sort of like you're getting, I want to explain this to you. Let me explain this the right way. Once you master a lesson, like you get the point, your performance doesn't have to be picture perfect. So we think we have to do everything perfectly to ascend or to get to the right placement. We really, really don't. It has to do with the change of heart. So if we've had a change of heart, if we've come to the witness stand and it's like, I get it. I get it, I get it, I get it. Case closed, case closed. All of this, I have to balance out karma and stuff. Sometimes the ego uses karma for its own purposes. In other words, to make us still feel guilty, to make us still feel stuck or whatever. The truth of it is, once we earn the right to victory, in other words, we understand, wisdom erases karma. So you don't have to worry about the details. You don't have to worry about, well, you know, I probably could do that better, you know, if I could do it again. Well, the purpose is, once you know that you can, you actually don't need to. It's when we don't really know for certain if you would or not that you get to repeat it. So for you, much more justified pride, much more place of peace, and knowing that you're coming into full understanding. And they're saying more and more so day by day. More and more so day by day. So just imagine someone came and, expunged is the right word. Someone came and expunged your records. Well, what did she do in 1974? Well, no one's going to know because those records are gone. No one even has them anymore. So really feel complete in justified persuasion that you've done a good job. It doesn't mean you don't have more to learn, but you don't need to look behind your back. You don't need to look, you know, it's sort of like don't look behind, you're not going that way kind of thing. That they want to emphasize that. I don't know why, but you get it until you don't. So it's time to get it. It's time to just close the book. Just close the book. You know, leave cookies for Santa. You know, the year was good. Move on. Move on. All right, so that's your first message. Second is, it's no accident I mentioned Santa, because now I've got Rudolph and the reindeer. You've got some magical energy. I get it. I'm like, why am I going on and on and on with this message? You've got some magical energy that's entering, and they don't want you to dilute it with any concerns to the contrary. So you've done good job. You've learned your lessons. You're about to be spirited. You're about to be rewarded. They want you to receive it with full emphasis. Say your name, please.
Beth.
Job well done. I mean, just imagine a school teacher like pinned something on your lapel that said that, or gave you a gold star, or good work, you know, sticker or whatever. Put it like in the middle of your forehead if you need to, but you really need to encompass it. You really need to embrace it. You need to stick that landing, simply because it's like you're there ready to receive your medal. And every time spirit looks over, you've walked off your podium and they're like, please stay on the podium because we're trying to bless you. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Beth.
It's so funny. It's just so funny how like every stage of the path, there's like, you know, something to master, even success, victory and success. There you go. So there he is. He's all the way to the cliff with the bugle. Case closed. I hope that helps. And do you have a question?
No questions. That was very on point. Thank you very much.
Yay! Yes, yes, yes. Master it. It's time. You deserve it. You're ready. Hello, Ananda.
How did I know?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you?
I am awesome. Thank you.
Can I have a message from my espresso?
Absolutely. I just see you with, like, twirling this sun umbrella, parasol, something. You were someplace and it was mighty, mighty hot. Everyone had these umbrella-looking things to combat the sun. All right, one moment, sweetheart. And say your name, please.
Ananda.
And say it one more time.
Ananda.
Allow further discovery of witness. You're receiving higher occurrence, higher broadcast, higher lifestyle. When I receive your energy, everything has like double meaning. When I look around at literally everything, it's like my higher self's communicating with me. Like triple time almost. What you're learning to do, say your name one more time, please.
Ananda.
Excuse me. Is take it under counsel, take it under your sleep. Excuse me. It's helping me burp, thank you. To take it as a matter of convenience. You struggle way more than you need to. You're not trying to like push the baby out. It's more so of really recognizing that that new awareness is ever present. Because, oh, let me figure this out for you. Say your name again, honey.
Ananda.
Thank you. Easy. It's like that energy is just here. It's just all around you. It is easy, easy, easy. I feel like you're receiving this message after Beth's message because it's like I just get work orders with you. You don't have to work for it. It's like God's grace and mercy are ever present, ever ready. We're the ones busy trying to earn it. We're the ones in ego, so we're not receiving God's goodness. So you've already triumphed. You've already earned your just reward. You have access. I literally have somewhere where there's like two warehouses. One, it's just the basic, and then there's this other warehouse where it's like the upgraded. So the one would be like the plain white or gray, but it's functional. But the other warehouse, it's like different colors, different textures, like upgraded. You've done your homework. You've done love, satisfaction, and protocol. So you have access to the treasures. You have access to further mobility, further increase. They're saying as you will choose it, as you will choose it. So there's something where you still think you're waiting for it or you have to work for it versus just be glad and in your heart. Just be glad and in your heart. When I receive the energy, it's really all encompassing. Like, it's all around you. It's all available. As you will allow, receive, delight. Like, I'll never let you go today because when I receive your energy, it's like God's all around me communicating with me. This is like really, really, really quite lovely. Easy peasy. Easy peasy. We don't, the ego, the mind just gets all caught up with that. You know, we have to work. We have to work for it. You know, when I think Rebecca was talking about influencers, that word just makes me giggle. It's like God's the greatest influencer of all. So enjoy the influence, enjoy the candor expression, enjoy the light, enjoy the love, enjoy God's sequencing, God's harmony. And say your name again, please.
Ananda.
Enjoy God's company. I promise you, I'm just looking all about around my room, almost in amazement with how it's just everything's heightened and everything it's just God talking to me everywhere. I love it. This is not with my energy, by the way. This is with your energy. Awareness, magician card. You're really birthing a new consent, a new reality, a new placement. It almost just feels like a secret pal in a weird way. Like no matter what's going on, there's beauty in your midst. Say your name one more time, honey.
Ananda.
I'll say it this way. You're not trying to figure something out. You're not like, okay, well then how do I make my next move? It's more of like this relationship of earnest. In other words, it's just like having the best relationship in town. So it's like that communion, that oneness, that, oh my God, like I'm in love. Like this is what Yogananda lived 24/7. This is your energy that I'm experiencing this. It's just phenomenal is the only word I can use. So it's not like, oh, well, I can use this because this will help me solve this. It's more of delighting in the Lord. It's more of opening up to God's relevance or whatever word you would use to it. But it's really when they talk about creating heaven on earth, because when you're in the state, it is heaven because there is no separation. So you're learning to adjust. You're learning to unfold, flower, delight, triumph. It's very good. All right, my love, that is the message. I hope that makes sense for you and your question.
Yesterday, I was trying really hard to identify a flower or a plant. And I was using Spirit because Google wasn't being helpful. And nothing came, and I got so frustrated because I know it's there. I know it's right there, but I couldn't access it, and it really frustrated me.
So you wanted to know what kind of flower something was?
Yeah, there was the flower I was looking at, and I just couldn't identify it. So if there's any help that you can give me in terms of how to open up more or higher or something.
You know, they have that app for songs. You can like let them listen to the song and it'll tell you the name of the song, which blows me away. They have apps for things like that. They may have one for flowers. I forget what they have one for certain, but it's more than a song. It's something else where you can download a picture and it'll tell you what it is. So your question is how to open up your abilities so that you would know on your own.
Right. Because I was using an app and the name of the flower changed in a day, and I could not understand what happened with that.
What do you mean it changed in a day?
So it was one name one day,
right?
And then the next day it was another name.
Oh, okay, so you were using an app. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And say your name again, please.
Ananda.
I honestly don't know which name it is, nor do I know how to tell you how to perfect your own inner knowing. What I do know is they're asking you to consider why you found that particular flower to be attractive. Just the way, like, God's calling me home through everything around me using your energy, there is a higher indication and absorption with what is being unfolded for you. When I pull a card, I get Love Begins. So there's something about that flower that's calling you home. Say your name again, please.
Amanda.
Thank you. I honestly don't know what it is, but what I do know is the card I got for you is Destiny. So the more that you can drop the need for the name, but the reason you're attached to the name is you understand that it has great value and witness for you. So as you will receive it energetically, with delight, say your name one more time.
Amanda.
Thank you. I feel like it's an activation somehow. So as you will receive it with delight, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Amanda.
Thank you. When I say activation, what I mean by that is I don't know the details, but what it feels like is, imagine when you had a lifetime with Jesus and there you were at his feet and that flower is right there on the Sermon on the Mount. It's something like that where it's connecting you. It's like a bridge to something of great relevance. The cards I have are just breathe and dreams coming true. So when I say just breathe, it's not like just take it easy. Really breathe. So in other words, you see how she's kind of meditating with her higher awareness? So this is how I feel about you. The more that you kind of soften your gaze and allow yourself to energetically commune with what's being presented, I do feel like it's an energetic like hookup or link that is relevant to you. And that's why it's like almost taken possession in a way. But that is, it's calling you home. It's calling you home is what it is. So it's not the clinical name per se, but it's the energetic occurrence that is surrounding you right now. And when I say surrounding you, I do feel that. I feel like there's an overlay for you to receive it energetically. The details I don't know, to be honest. I hope that helps.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So much.
Oh my gosh, so cool. Very cool of you. All right, Mr. Steven, thank you for waiting. How may we help?
A message.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Steven.
Prioritize your happenings, prioritize your occurrence. In other words, the more you stay in present allowance, the more you stay in present circuitry. The reason you came after Ananda is because it's sort of like your answers are right at your keyboard. Your answers are right in front of you. So there's a lot of you may have like different things to attend to, whether it's here, in Europe, your past, whatever it is. But they're trying to help you stay ever present. They're trying to help you almost like having that meditative awareness or process where everything, you know, whether you had past lifetimes you're healing, past things in this incarnation you're healing, whatever it may be, everything that you need is available in the very moment, in the very present. So this is where, and say your name again, please.
Steven.
Thank you. There's an availability, oh, this guy's funny. There's an availability right at the end of your nose. There's an availability right at the end of your nose. So the more you open up to love's embrace, you've got to master oh gosh, I don't know, 3 feet away from you, that's counseling you and guiding you. So, boy, for whatever reason, your messages always ring true to me, the more that you can take your good counsel, the more that you can take your good advisement in your own circumstance, in your own lap, you're going to be very pleased. So if you feel like I should meditate, or I should, you know, take a moment off because I'm doing all this linear calculations or whatever, and maybe it's, I'm making this up, I don't know what it is, but maybe it's lowering your frequency, and you just feel like you should get a fresh, you know, some fresh air, you should just take a break and read some spiritual book, or whatever it is, they're saying to mind your manners, to mind your manners. You know, it sort of reminds me of when I do Course in Miracles and the lessons, like, repeat this every half hour, of every hour. That hardly ever happens, but truth be told. But you can see how purposeful it would be, because it's like to keep it fresh, to keep it ever present, to help you move into those higher awarenesses that keep circulating us, waiting for us to notice. So whatever it is for you, bottom line, you have opportunity for substantial, and I really do mean substantial, growth in an accelerated platform. So in other words, in very short period of time, you have a master ever present. However, if you don't go to class or you don't open up, you know, they'll just do whatever they're doing, you know, and other, you know, they can be in 20 million places at the same time. It's no bother to them. But what I will say, just to confirm, is this is a period of accelerated advancement. As you will entitle yourself, as you will look over your shoulder and like come to dinner. So it doesn't have to be hard, doesn't have to be complicated. It's more of following that intuitive glance, following that intuitive advancement. In other words, really honor your intuition. Don't, like when I tune into you, I'm just seeing you turn down a radio. So it's kind of like, yeah, I know. So there's no judgment about it, to be honest. But what happens is the higher you go, the more discipleship really is required, because you're really learning how to master your energy. You're learning how to master your consciousness. You're learning how to be one with that higher awareness. So imagine having, they're saying this will get your attention. Imagine having the advantage of higher awareness, but not accessing it. So then you're making decisions without it. They're saying, you know, like kind of how silly would that be? They're actually saying poor, pitiful me, because we're playing out of like victimhood, or out of that linear, casual occurrence, where really you have the answer key. In other words, they're showing me like as if you had the keys to the master, to the professor's office or whatever, where the answer key is. It's like you can access higher indicative, higher persuasion, but you don't always do it. So this is where you're learning how to come under that ritualistic stepping. I can promise you, I'm going to start doing that Course in Miracles more dutifully now while listening to your message. But again, you're learning how to come under that dutiful sponsorship, because they're putting out like the carrot to you, because it will serve you, and serve you really in practical situations as well, not just in terms of, oh, I'm going to ascend one day. So this is where they're trying to like stir your interest, sort of like, this is going to help you, you know, too. So cute. Stephen, say your name again, please.
Stephen.
You don't have to play it without higher awareness when you have access to higher awareness. It's as simple as that. So a little bit more balance card, my love. This is really about spirit in form, in the world, but not of the world. Say your name one more time.
Stephen.
Thank you. Take advantage of that which you know. Take advantage of that which you have rights or retrieval. Simple as that. Just because someone else is doing it, they're saying through book lore, through 3D, doesn't mean that you're not entitled to, you know, take the expressway home. So they're showing me like those new lanes where you can take the faster lanes. Again, it's not just, it's both. They're happy to see you benefit in terms of practicality, but really, this is really about you increasing your desire for higher awareness, higher consent. And you do have that master in ready attendance. And when I say in ready attendance, just imagine you traveling to an ashram, spending this time, money, effort, to come under the guidance of someone that is of knowledge. Well, there they are, hanging out with you. So it's our receptivity. It's our really we're learning how to own and master our attention consciousness. You're doing fine, to be honest. It's just that you have an opportunity, so they just want you to take full advantage of it. That is your message. And did you have a question? Are you still there? Oh, there you are.
No.
Okay. No, you do not have a question. Okay. All right, sweetheart. It is super good. It is super, super, super good. And I certainly received my mirrored message from that message. So dutifully noted. All right, sweetheart. Nice to say hi to you. You're welcome. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and true engagement. So the true engagement is sort of tailgating on Stephen's message, where that light is available for one and all. So true engagement is affording ourselves the rights to the keys of the kingdom, to really participate in the unflowering, to mention Ananda's message, in the unflowering of our homecoming. So again, everyone is just spot on. Everyone really, really is. The support that surrounds each of us is just, I want to say extraordinary, because it's kind of like mind-blowing when you really understand it. And again, they're saying, and it's quickening, and it's quickening. So we're really learning to adjust to these times where we're playing full out, where we're serving spirit, where we're serving our homecoming in each moment, in each stride. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. We'll be back Tuesday at 12 p.m. Much love, everyone.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mwah.